In Parshas Mishpatim, we have in the beginning of the parsha, parsha of Eved Ivri, we have the famous din of a nirtza. An Eved nirtza, after 6 years, if the Eved wants to stay, Eved Ivri wants to stay by the house of Zazen. So the pasuk says, the halacha is that you do ritzia, you puncture a hole in his ear, you take him to the doorpost, and he becomes an Eved Lailam. Rashi brings some chazal. Why do we puncture his ear? Ritzia nirtza seems to be some sort of einish. Why do we puncture his ear? Rashi brings two mamari chazal, but one of the mamari chazals, Rashi says, "In oizen zu sheshama lahartina lo signas, b'halach v'ganav yirotza." Tainu, one of the types of eved ivri is someone who stole and is stole afterwards. And so for him, when we're going to be maratzeh here. Because he was over there, he transgressed the aver of leisignas. The question is asked. There are two problems with this. First question that needs explanation is that if indeed he's getting nirtza, we're puncturing, we're doing ritzia as an einish on the aver of leisignas, so why didn't we give him that einish right away? Why do we wait after 6 years? Why is it only if he wants to stay by the other rishus even after 6 years? Should do it right away. That's one question. The second question, ask the moral, that why don't we, if the avon of ritzia is because it's overly signif, why don't we give do ritzia another lavin? Why dafka for the vera of leisignif? So we'll start with what the moral says to answer the second question. The moral says that it seems to be clearly that even if this malach of Rashi, that the ritzia is coming because he's overly signif, it's not solely for a leisignas. As the moral, we see that where do we do the ritzia? We do it dafka on the doorpost. Rashi brings down why. Why do we do it by the delis and then mezuzah? Rashi says, because the delis and mezuzah, Rashi brings the lashon. Rashi, manashtanu delis mezuzah mikol kelim shebavayis. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Delis mezuzah sheyeidim b'mitzrayim. Shepasachti l'mashkef al shtei mezuzah v'amarti. Ki li b'nei yisol avodim 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 avodim. These are Eidim. They testify that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klai Yisrael as Avodim, not supposed to be Avodim to someone else. Very clear, said the Moral, but the reason why we're doing Ritzia is an Einish partially in the fact that he sold himself as an Avod, as an Eved. So says the Moral, we don't give Ritzia as an Einish on a general Avim. Dafki here, it's Avodim. Somehow it seems that there's a connection between the avdus over here and the gneva, the hainu. It seems that we're not simply being manishim for the gneva. Only once he became an eved, we sold him as an eved, and he continues to become entrenched in this matzav of avdus so much so that he wants to continue it even after the first period ends. Seems to be that some sort of continuation of his avera of Gneva. It's some sort of deepening and training the avera. Therefore, now we give him a einish for leisignas. Dainu, it seems from this mahalach that there's a connection between avdus and gneva. We see this from another point. We just mentioned that one of the ways, the two types of eved ivri, one is someone who sells himself, and one is who bezen sells him. When does Bezen sell him? When he steals and he doesn't have this, the Makar, the source in the Hemshel, the Parashat Mishpatim, Perchot Beis, Pasuk Beis, says, he found the Ganav, he found the Shalom, Yishalom, Ein Lev, and Nimkar, B'nei Gevasa. If he doesn't have money, so we sell him in order to pay back the debt of the theft. He stole money, now he has to pay back, we sell him. Now this might have been understood, this halacha that we sell him, is unique halacha we never find anywhere else in Kol HaTorah Kula. You might have understood that this is a simple, what we call Hecha Timsa, a way to produce money. He doesn't have money, so where is he going to produce money? We make him go work, but instead we sell him as an eved. But the truth is, in any other loan, a debtor, some aloiva, a mazik, a balo o subasisha, we never find that anybody else, the one that's liable to payments is the assets that he has, money that he has, cash that he has, or assets or real estate that he has. We never find that the goof his own body, he's liable and responsible to pay back his chayiv, that he has to actually sell himself as an eved. He has to sell himself as an eved. This is the first time there's something unique in the parasha of Gneva that we find. It seems to be, and there are many sources to this, that which we sell him is not just a way to make money. It's actually an oynish of Gneva. A ganav, part of the oynish, a punishment of a ganav is that we sell him as an eved. Once again, we see there's a connection between avdus and Gneva. What is this connection? Let's try to understand this better. So, it would seem that the connection is the following. An eved, avdus. The idea of an eved is that he doesn't have his own identity. He's subservient to another master. He wakes up in the morning and he says, what's my schedule? What am I doing today? The answer is, I have to know. I can't decide. I can't dictate my life, my schedule. I'm subservient to the will of the Adon. Avdus is somebody who he doesn't really have ownership over his own being, you know, who he is and everything what's about him. This is the shiftless of an avdus. This is one of the crushing parts of being an eved, that you can't develop, you don't have the ability to develop your own person, your own persona. It would seem that this is the connection of a gneva. Gneva, why does a person steal? Why does a person steal? Because he doesn't recognize the boundaries of what's mine and what's yours. Why doesn't he recognize the boundaries of mine and what's yours? The answer is, many people have never really developed, even though they're not yet avodim, they've never really developed their own sense of self. They haven't developed their own abilities and the assets of a person, the kinyanim. The assets that a person owns are really an extension of who he is. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the tools, the set of tools that Hashem gave him, the kelim that Hashem gave to develop who he is and what he can do in this world. When you don't develop, you don't take ownership for who you are, so you really don't have, there are no boundaries. There's no clear set of what's mine and what's yours. So you have to start to take. You take from other people because you really haven't developed yours. When you don't have a sense, when you have a sense of ownership and what's yours is really yours, you have no need. First of all, you recognize that what Shem is Shem's. You also have no need to take from other people. A ganav kind of has to steal because he has never developed himself. It would seem to be this is the depth of v'nimka b'negevosei. Depth of v'nimka b'negevosei is that it's actually an oynish. Usually a body, you know, you don't have to sell yourself to pay back. That's. But here, part of the oynish of being a ganav is we're going to show you really, we're going to give you a mirror image of what you're creating for yourself. This is who you are. You've decided to make yourself an eved. We sell you for an eved. And we heard the depth and the answer to what we started with. This is why we meretzea the oizen after 6 years. We meretzea for the oynish of for lay signets. What does this mean? It means the person fell and he did gneva and he did gneva once. Okay, we don't get meretzea and we don't puncture a hole in someone's ear for every avera that every laugh. That was the last question. It's only after the first stage of punishment, we showed him a little what the track of his life. We gave him an illustration. We gave him a taste of where he's headed. And he still doesn't hop. He still, after 6 years, he says, I still want to remain an eved. That means I'm not ready to develop who I am. Then, there's also vital for being an eved, but there's a connection between an eved and lesignois, where say, oizen is a shem lesignois, it still does not hop the message. So, we meratzei is oizen. This connection between Geneva and Avodim we see in so many places, the Mishnah Ovis, the Mishnah Fav, the Mishnah of Marbe Nechos and Marbe Daig, it says, Marbe Avodim, Marbe Gezel. Rashi over there says, because Avodim are Gezelonim. We find the tendency that Avodim are very often in Gezel. Why? Because, again, they are people who don't have a sense of who they are. They've not developed. And they've not taken bailus and not taken ownership of who they are. The Gemara Kedushin says, Gemara Kedushin, in Testament Beis, Gemara says, the famous Gemara Tisha Kabin Shel, of Sicha, and we are the Lion, and Tisha Nadunashim, over there, the Hemshel Gemara, the Gemara says, Tisha Kabin Shel Shena, Asar Kabin, I'm sorry, Shena, Yar the Lion. There are 10 measures of Shena, of sleep, 9 Lutla Avodim, 1 goes to the rest of the world. It seems to me in the Gemara that Avodim are always very sleepy. Why are Avodim so sleepy? You know why they're so sleepy? Because they don't have any motivation. Because they've not developed their own individual self, who they really are. They have not yet developed. They're not living their own life. And when you're not living your own life, you're not living who you are, you don't have proper motivation. You're always sleeping. A person who is motivated, who he has ownership of his life, he is vibrant. He is, has a sense of self. This is a message we can take out of the parashat of every. One of the most important things in Torah is to take ownership of your life. This is a kavona perhaps we can have when we make the bracha shalei asani ovid. In the morning, every morning, you make a bracha, a strange bracha shalei asani ovid. What does this mean? The pashup shot is that we're not avodim, yeah, we're not meshubit. But there's a depth. It means that we don't have the tchunas. We're supposed to have the tchunas, so we don't have the tchunas of an avid. There are many people that you see that they're walking around life and they're meshubit. They never really came who they really are. They never took ownership. Many people are constantly capping other people. There are many people who are going with the system. They're going with the system, even their Yiddishkeit. They never really developed it. They never found themselves in their Yiddishkeit. And the MS is the most true expression of self is connection to Hashem and Torah mitzvahs. As I'll say, Ein lecha ben chorin ala misha isik b'tayra. The true, and this is what the Rechav, this is what the Einish is, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim avodeihem v'loi avodim avodim. The true expression, when you actually take ownership of your life, that's when you don't, are not susceptible, you don't be vulnerable to life's vices and life's taivas, and get pulled down by something which you don't really want to do. When you take ownership and you start becoming an independent person, a person who is willing to take ownership and willing to take ownership of his mistakes and his good decisions and his bad decisions, but is willing to say, okay, I'm going to be myself. I'm not going to be running around copying other people. This will be a person who is a true Eved Hashem. He's a true Ben Chayim. And a true, he'll never, obviously, be ganav, he'll never be ganav. He'll develop everything that Hashem has in his life and be a true Ben Chayim. Im lecha Ben Chayim, ala misha isa b'tera.